This message is presented to you by Pastor Cliff Reynolds and Word Alive Church in Elwood City, PA. For more information, visit wordalivechurch.info.
Belongs to you. Hallelujah. All we got to do is stay in faith, and you'll be kept by the power of God. You know, I heard that scripture today at a funeral. My brother shared that scripture. 1 Peter chapter 1. Take a look at it there. You know, in this last day, church, God wants you to be kept by the power of God. He does not want you to go under. He does not want you to succumb to the attacks of the enemy. He does not want you to bend under the pressures that come from this life. He wants us to be kept by the power of God. It says in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 5, well, starting with verse 3, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance, incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. You who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last day." Ready to be kept. In the Amplified, it says, guarded and garrisoned. Guarded and garrisoned by what? By the power of God. We need the power of God in this last day. Things are getting crazy. And in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25, he tells us, don't forsake the assembling together of the believers, and even more so as the day approaches. Even more so, we need to be in the assembly of believers as the day what? As the day of his return approaches. His return is imminent. So we don't need to be in church less. We need to be in church more. So you're here tonight. I'm preaching to the choir. God bless you. You're the ones that love God on a wet Wednesday. Amen. So anyhow, even more so in this last day. We need it. Not less, but more. So, anyhow. The power of God. That's what's going to keep us. I want to talk to you a little bit about angels tonight. Turn over there to Acts chapter 12. Angels. Do you know that angels are supernatural beings? Spirit beings that were created by God to help you and me, to assist you and me. They are... They've known the full glory of God because they've been in the presence of God. You and I have not had a face-to-face with them, but they have. And they have such a reverence for God. Angels are holy. Angels are not like humans. They're spirit beings that are there to minister to those who are heirs of salvation. Look at Acts chapter 12 and beginning with verse 4. See what happens here. Thank you, Father, for your word in Jesus' name. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison. This is Peter. Herod had just killed James, and he thought, well, the Jews seem to like that, so I might as well do the same thing with Peter. So he put Peter in prison and delivered him to the quaternions of soldiers to keep him, intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. He was going to kill him. And so Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. Here's the difference. Prayer was made, right? I said prayer was made for Peter by the church. And when Herod would have brought him forth the same night, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. And behold, the angel of the Lord, say the angel of the Lord, came upon him, and a light shined in the prison. Why? Because the angel was so bright. These are lit up, bright, shining beings, angels. And by the way, angels can appear as human beings, or they can just simply be invisible. We know the Bible says that we entertain angels unaware. Do you know there are angels in this room right now? Angels, your angels, my angels. They're in this room right now. And so, a light shined in the prison. He smote Peter and said, on the side and raised him up, saying, "Arise quickly," and his chains fell off from his hands. And the angel said unto him, "Gird thyself and bind on thy sandals." And so he did. And he said unto him, "Cast thy garment about thee and follow me." And went out and followed him, and wist not or knew not that it was true which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. And when they were past the first and second ward, they came unto the iron gate that leadeth into the city, which opened to them of his own accord. Supernaturally, this gate flies open. And they went out and passed on through one street, and forthwith the angel departed from him. The angel's job was done, so he departed. And when was Peter to come to himself, he said, "Now I know of a surety that the Lord has sent his angel and hath delivered me out of the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the people of the Jews." How many believe that there was an angel when Daniel was in the lion's den? Kept that lion's mouth shut, right? You and I found out here recently, we had a teaching here around Christmas, and found out that angels were highly involved with the circumstances and surrounding Jesus' birth and thereafter. I don't know if we can put that on. I don't know if we still have those points from that teaching on the angelic intervention or not. But anyhow, angels were involved in his birth. We talked about that. We also found out that angels can and will do completely impossible things in order to fulfill God's purpose. We found out also that angels are holy and they reverence God. We as children of God are given great authority in this earth, and we can break the power of the enemy over people's lives. And yes, our own words, if we'll speak the word of God, it will dispatch angels on our behalf. Look what it says in Psalm 103. Psalm 103, if we will speak the word of God, angels will hearken to that. Instead of speaking, "Well, let's see, wonder what happened at the racetrack today, huh? Wonder what's going on at the casino," or no, if we'll speak the word of God, right? It says in Psalm 103, verse 20, "Bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word." Angels hearken unto the voice of his word. Would you say that if you spoke the word of God, that it might invite angels to come to your rescue on your behalf in your disastrous situation? Absolutely. I believe it. So, turn with me to Hebrews chapter 1. Hebrews chapter 1. Let's see what we can find out about angels tonight. Hebrews chapter 1, and beginning with verse 13. Hebrews 1:13. "But to which of the angels said he at any time, 'Sit on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool'? Are they not all ministering spirits?" Jesus, or Paul, in the book of Hebrews here, defines what an angel is. He is a ministering spirit sent forth by God to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation. I'm looking at a bunch of heirs of salvation right here tonight. Angels are sent forth on your behalf, ministering spirits sent to minister for you who are heirs of salvation. Amen. Chapter 2, "Therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast..." Now, angels can speak on behalf of God, but you know, angels do not preach the gospel. You and I preach the gospel. Angels do not. Let me say that again. You and I preach the gospel. Angels do not. They can speak the word of God for God on his behalf. And it says, every transgression, okay. "For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation?" How are we going to escape in this end time if we neglect any part of God's salvation? Salvation not only means going to heaven, but it means soundness, wholeness, deliverance from temporal evil. How are we going to escape if we, and even the ministry of angels is a part of that too. It's all encompassing. Which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him. God also bearing them witness, both with signs, wonders, and with diverse miracles and the gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own word. Will, rather. For unto the angels hath he not put in subjection the world to come whereof we speak. So angels are ministering spirits, and they're sent to minister for those who are heirs of salvation. And it says, how should we escape if we neglect any part of God's salvation? We need to be aware of angels, that they're here, that they're with you. Angels have probably saved you from car accidents before, and you don't even realize they were there. I told you the story about Ray and Elsa Monza being in an accident down in Tennessee. And they, a big old semi, jackknifed. And as it did, it went on the other side of the road, and their car went right underneath the trailer. They were trapped in the car. And Elsa Monza, in fact, I saw Elsa and Ray at Walmart. Talked to them about this. And they said, yeah, that's exactly right. There was an angel there that gave her a blanket. She was wedged down underneath the dashboard. They couldn't get her out. And this angel said, it's going to be all right. You're going to make it. Gave her a blanket. This guy. And later, when they got her out, she says, where was this guy? There wasn't no guy. There was no guy there. Oh, yeah, there was a big guy there that, you know, that ministered to me and told me it was going to be all right and gave me a blanket. And no, there was no guy. And Ray Monza said the same thing. He saw him too. Nobody else saw him. So, angels are there to rescue us. They are huge, brightly lit up like the sun, beings that speak the word and the will of God and have great power and ability. They are created to serve in extraordinary ways, supernaturally. And we are special beings that God created angels to help us. We are the sons and daughters of God, offspring of the Almighty. Acts 17:22 says, we were made from dust. From the breath of God, we were given life. One blast of breath from God, and that's how he made us. That breath made us eternal beings. Our spirit lives forever. And we can be redeemed. Now, you know what? The angels can't sing the song of redemption. But we can. We are housed in a temporary, corruptible, mortal flesh. Unique from all of creation. Angels are strong. They have great ability. They are not deity. We do not worship angels. As a matter of fact, look at Revelation chapter 19. Revelation 19. Paul had vision after vision and saw angels. And he was tempted at one point to worship angels. In Revelation 19:10, it says, and I fell at his feet to worship him, to worship an angel. And he said unto me, see thou do it not. Don't worship me. I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. He gives him the command, worship God. Don't worship an angel. For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. So you're favored by God above all else. We work, he said, we're his fellow servants. That means we work in concert with angels to bring in a harvest of souls. God is holy beyond comprehension, pure, holy, merciful, and just. Angels are holy too. They reverence God. They exist to serve him with true honor. They speak of God in glowing terms. Once again, they're not human and they're not deity. So don't worship them. They do the works and the bidding of Almighty God. And we need to be conscious of this and conscious that we have angels. They are powerful servant beings. Supernatural. You and I are not made to be robotic servants. We're sons and daughters of God. We are His kids. And kids need guidance. I need guidance every day. Instruction. We need help. And you know, the demons know who you are too. Angels are holy and reverence God. They have seen all, I said before, they've seen His glory, all of it, around the throne of God. Other seraphim and cherubim up there. They know there is no one above God. Believers, we're to know who we are in Christ. We are His children, and we've been caught. But listen, we've been caught in the crosshairs of a war that started in heaven. Whenever Lucifer decided, as the anointed cherub, one of the archangels, you know, we got Gabriel, we got Michael, and we had Lucifer, the three archangels, but he decided he was going to rebel against God. And when he did, he took one third of the angels with him when he rebelled. And it began sort of a war in heaven. And we, God's people, will continue being in the middle of that war until Jesus returns. And that's why you're seeing the crazy things going on in life. And that's why we need to be kept by the power of God in this last day. Can you shout amen? Amen. We are God's children. And we've been given authority to defeat the adverse forces that rise up against us. Through faith in His name, the blood of Jesus, the Word of God. Amen? Amen. You are not hopeless when you have faith in His power. In the blood, in the word, in the name. Everything the Bible says was created by Him in Colossians 1:13-17. Everything is held together by Him. Yes, angels were created by God. Everything was. Spirit beings. And we know that they can take on the form of an angel, or you know that there are, even in fact, you can look at it later. 2 Corinthians 11, verses 13 and 14 says that there are deceptive angels of light. People that you got to watch out for, that take on the form of an angel and they have a light, but it's a fake light. How many know all that glitters is not gold? Amen. Right? And he says, watch out for them. God is the head, not angels. Amen. Amen. So he says, even if an angel appears to you with another gospel, tell them to hit the road. Right? Angels assist God. They give messages to people on His behalf. They point us to Jesus. They intervene in the life of humans because they know God wants it done. They know His will. I'll say it again. We can speak and dispatch angels by speaking the Word of God. So that's why we need to fill our heart with the Word of God. And they'll respond to that. John became overwhelmed. And he fell down and worshipped. But he stopped him quickly. I think there's another scripture in Revelation 22. Verse 8 and 9. Yeah, 22:8-9. It says, John saw these and heard them. And when I heard and seeing, I fell down to worship before the feet of an angel which showed me these things. Then saith he unto me, see thou do it not. Don't worship me, the angel said. God is above all else. For I am thy fellow servant and thy brethren, the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book, worship God. Everybody say, worship God. Worship God. Now listen, God would not have allowed us to know about angels if we were to ignore them completely. No, He told us about them in His Word. So He wants us to be cognizant of angels, aware of their presence, and yes, begin to utilize the ministry of angels, particularly in a time of harvest, harvesting angels. Amen? We don't praise them, but we can learn about them. They're wonderful creatures. They are God's handiwork. And so point number 6 there, we should take advantage of the ministry of angels. Amen. How many agree with that today? Praise the Lord. So, angels will respond to our words, and we should take advantage of the ministry of angels. Let's stand tonight. Thank you, Lord. Ministering spirits sent to minister for those who are heirs of salvation. How many would say that there have been things that happened in your life and you know very well there had to be an angel involved in sparing your life? How many could say you've seen situations like that? You too? What is it, Leanne? Do you remember?
When I was young, I was with my girlfriend and we were hiking. It was in the winter.
You're hiking with your girlfriend.
And we climbed up a, it was kind of a cliff, and got to the top and I fell. And I fell backwards and I just screamed, Jesus. And I landed on my back, but I was fine.
Glory to God.
It was quite a, how far was that? You know, exactly that.
Pretty long distance. 25, 30 feet. Wow, landed on your back.
It's fine.
You know the angels cushioned that blow. Come on, let's thank God for that. Brother Bob, you had your hand up. You remember the time? Come on up here. You were going to share something? God did something for you? Was that, Fred, did you have your hand up? No, okay. Bob, do you have your hand up? All right, I want to hear. Share it. We said we're supposed to share to this generation the power of God.
Amen. In 85, when I was driving a truck, I was driving out there full time and put 23 years out there. And I was working on a small job, and it was springtime, and they had blacktopped. And off the side of the blacktop, it probably was about 6 inches, and then it was soft mud. Well, the truck had a tendency to pull to the left. And it hit that edge, and it just landed like this. And I'm sideways, and I'm thinking, Jesus, you know, what am I going to do? So I started to crawl out, and I heard this, and the thing just went completely over. Truck went completely over.
You made it up.
I did, but there was a 50-ton jack in the back seat that actually come through the cab, and it missed me. And I believe there was an angel there, I'd have been dead. Amen.
50 tons.
Yeah, these are jacks. These are heavy jacks that they crank, but they're the huskier ones you put under a car and it cranks it up, and they always keep one in a truck because the truck's heavy. So it went
just
over to.
You.
I grabbed a steering wheel, Jesus! And I believe there was an angel there.
Amen. Come on, let's thank God for that. Somebody else, you had a situation where you, Judy. Oh, are you coming too, James? All right, go ahead, Brooke. Quick day yours, and we'll hear Judy.
Well, on December 2nd, I was in Ohio watching trains, and I'm going to my hotel, and a deer had come off the road. I was going about 35, 40 miles an hour. I was just heading into the country out of a small town, so I was gaining speed, and then, like, as soon as I started gaining speed, there was this deer come off out of this field, and I don't know how I missed it. All I know is I laid off the gas and I hit the brake, but it was already gone. So I'm giving credit to God and angels for
angels.
That.
Hallelujah.
And the power of praying, Mom.
Amen. We thank God for Jesus. Amen. And dispatching the angels.
When my daughter was 7 years old, she was leaning back in her chair. You know how kids do at the table. And it went all the way. And I just saw her slowly be lifted down, and there was no sound when she hit the floor. You know, and that would have been really hard of her hitting the floor. And then one night, my son, when he was about, 15 months, he crawled out of his crib on top of the dresser, and he crawled off of it, and he was just slowly let down to the ground. So God is good. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was high as his crib. I don't know how he got on it, but he did.
Thank God for the cushioning of the angels. Amen. Come on, praise him for it. So let's be aware of the ministry of angels. And let's not say things that are going to discourage our angels, right? Like, oh, boy, this life, it sucks. Boy, everything's crummy. I'll tell you what. No, don't be talking like that. Yeah. Speak the word of God and believe that he's going to dispatch angels on your behalf. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your goodness. We thank you for the ministry of angels. We worship God, not angels. We thank you that you are above all else, Father. You created us. You created everything, Father. And you uphold all things by the word of your power. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Those of you watching tonight, if you're not saved, pray this prayer. You say, I want to have the assurance that I'm a child of God, that I'm one of those heirs of salvation that you talked about. Say this with me tonight. Heavenly Father, I believe with all my heart, Jesus is the ultimate sacrifice for my sins. Jesus, come into my heart. Be the Lord of my life. Thank you for forgiving me of all my sins, for loving me, for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, send us a note, an email, or a text or something. Let us know that you prayed that prayer and you're a child of God now. All right? God bless you. Have a great evening. Get into a good local church that preaches the word. Amen. All right. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. For more information, please visit wordalivechurch.info.